answer prayers, but thank God for unanswered prayers. Amen. Amen. The music this morning, I was jotting some things down in my notes, and it was really good this morning. And He made a way when there was no way. Amen. We're a living testimony here this morning. He made a way when there was no way. And that's a blessing. How many in here like to farm? Now, I'm not saying get on a tractor and plow the fields, because I would love to do that. Now, when I was growing up, I would go sometime and I would work on a chicken farm. It was smelly, wasn't it, Granny? It stunk, didn't it? And we took care of chickens. And when they come and get those chickens, when the preparation for the new chickens take over, and you have to shovel all of the stuff out of the houses, and you have to put down new sawdust for the new chickens. But there was also a farm. How many's ever planted any corn? How many's ever planted any tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers? Amen. Hallelujah. In my house, you can go there right now, and we've got some pepper plants, and we've got some tomato plants, and we've got some cucumber plants that I don't do anything with. That's all my wife. But if you go to my house, I like to plant the flowers. I like to plant the shrubs. But all of that is part of farming, so to speak. So I'm going to ask you a question this morning. What comes to mind when you hear these words, prepare your field? Prepare your field. Prepare the field. Am I talking about those tomato plants, those cucumber plants? Well, it should give us some idea about preparation, making ready for God's promises in our life. Amen? Amen. This week, I got up Monday morning, I got in my truck, and I'm driving down the road, and I'm saying, I'm having my weekly conversation with God. I'm like, God, what are we going to do this week? What are you going to use my mouth for this week in your message? And you know, we've been talking about all this living water, and your message 2 weeks ago was on living well. And I told Beth, my wife, I said, it's been 3 weeks since I've been up here. And I said, I'm itching at the bits. I'm ready to get up where my comfort zone is. And so with all that water talk, I thought, what about preparing the fields? Amen. What about preparing our fields? It should give us some idea about what we have been praying for and give you some idea of what you should be doing to be ready to receive His promises. Amen. That's preparing your field. That's preparing the field. Amen.
Amen.
See, with God we pray and then we wait. Now, men, raise your hand. We don't like to wait, do we? We like to see things happen right then when we pray. Amen. I know I am. I have, in the last year and a half, have learned to wait, which is something Shane Brown's not good at. I don't like to wait. Yesterday, my wife, she says, I want to put some lights in the kitchen. Let's go get them. Let's do it. Let's be done. So that's what we did. She said, well, baby, you're going to be gone all week. Won't you just wait till you get back? No. Let's do it. Let's get them. Let's get it done. We don't like to wait, amen? We don't like instructions, because that's a waiting process. Just give me the picture and I'm done. Amen? But in Psalms 37, verse 34, it says, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Amen. It says, wait. Psalm 62 and verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectations is from Him. Ooh. My expectations is from Him. Amen. It ain't from nobody else. It ain't from mama. It ain't from daddy. It ain't from my beautiful wife. It ain't from my kids. It ain't from my job. Amen. It ain't from nobody but from Him. Amen. From God. That should make you shout right there. Yes. Only from God. Psalms 104 and verse 27. Thou wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due seasons. Psalms 130, 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord, my soul doeth wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than that watch for the morning. I say more than that watch for the morning. What are we listening to this morning, church? We're getting a key word in our soul this morning. Isaiah 40 and 31. But thou that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. What is it telling us this morning? It says we should just wait. Amen. It says we should just wait. It says it in the Bible, Jacob. We should just wait. Amen. Church, we are told what here? To wait. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. I know when we started this church, I said, Lord, bring the people. Lord, we've got 103 chairs in here. We've got 103 chairs. And I want the first Sunday for them to be full. Well, we had 20. Or I don't think we had 20. We probably had about 13, 14. And I said, okay, Lord, I know you want my feet to get wet because next Sunday, all 103 chairs are going to be full. I got you. It's all right. Fist bump. Amen. So the next week came, and there was a couple more. And then there was a couple more. And then we dropped off a couple. Then we got a couple. And then we dropped back a whole bunch. And then we... What is that, Pastor Shane? That's called growth. Amen. Those are called growing pains. How many of us like growing pains? But one day I was up here laying on this platform all by myself. And I was praying. I said, God, you didn't give us this place for just a few people. You gave us this place to help the community, to preach your word, to get souls saved. What's going on? And he said, just wait, Shane. Just wait. We gradually got to do this thing because if I put 103 people in there at once, they're going to scare you. You're going to scare them. You're not ready. Just wait, calm down. Amen.
Amen.
And I listened to God. And I stopped praying for those 103 people. But I started praying, God, send us people that want to be here. God, send us people that want to help grow this ministry. God, send us people that want to be in your house and help out. Send us people that love you, that want to get around the community and bring the community in so we can help them. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are blessed.
Amen.
There's no difference from when a farmer has to plant his crops. Amen? What happens when a farmer plants his crops? Where do we start? We go down to the supermarket and we get an ear of corn and we stick it in the ground, right? We come out the next day and it's there. We pick it up, eat it. No, you have to go to prepare the soil. You have to get that piece of property, wherever it may be, that's got the richest, the best soil. What comes next?
Seed.
You plant the seed.
Yeah.
What comes next?
Water.
You fertilize and water that seed. Then what comes next?
Wait.
What comes next?
Wait.
You wait. You wait. Then what comes next? You wait some more. You wait some more. And then it rains. And then what happens? Little sprout sprouts up. And then before you know it, you got a stalk of corn. You got a tomato plant. You got a cucumber plant. But what happens in that waiting process? What happens in that waiting process? there's still work that has to be done.
Changes.
Amen? Because if you're a farmer, or if you've ever planted anything, weeds try to come in. You got to pluck them out. Weeds try to take over. Amen? We got to pluck the weeds out. Animals try to eat the leaves off. You got to put cages on them. You got to get your BB gun. Amen? You got to keep the animals away. We have to wait. We have to water. And then we get to pick our harvest. Amen? Church, we need to get our soil ready. We need to get our soil ready. Amen? We need to get it ready to plant and pray and wait with thanksgiving. Amen? Wait with thanksgiving and be patient, for fulfillment is on the way. God's promises are on our way in our lives. Amen? We have to make it ready for the field. We have to get our fields ready. We have to get all the junk out of our lives. Amen? We have to plant with prayer. I'm going to tell you something, church. This church did not just miraculously appear when we said, baby, I think we want to start a ministry. Okay, here's your church. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. Listen to me. Listen. There was a lot of prayer. There was a lot of drive time. There was a lot of picking weeds. There was a lot of pushing away. There was a lot of walking away from some things. Amen?
Amen.
There was a lot of people in our lives that we said, no more. No more. It's corrupt. We'll pray for you, but we got to put you back here. But we waited. And we prayed every time we set out to go somewhere. God, please send me in the place where you would have me to go for a church. I even had a conversation. I ain't going to be in Griffin. I told God that. Driving down the road. Anywhere but Griffin. And you say, why, Pastor Shane? Where's Griffin? Because there's churches everywhere. And I said, God, put me in a place where we can help the community. Am I telling you the truth? You was in the truck with me when I said, anywhere but Griffin. And as crazy as this is, everybody, I pulled in this church parking lot. I got out of my truck and walked the parking lot. Wasn't even for sale. And I was praying for this ministry, the one that was here. I was praying for this ministry. And I was saying, God, bless the pastor that's here. Bless the people that's here. Lord, I ask you to bless the musicians, the singers, the people that are here. Lord, I walked that parking lot. I walked around the back of the building. And I said, what a beautiful place. These people don't even realize what they have. Lord, this is an awesome place. All the while, God goes, I know. He was telling himself, he's going to be surprised one day. He's going to be surprised one day. And then, we get this church. And then I really seen how beautiful it was. And then we walked every corner of this property. We walked and put our hand on every brick we could. We started cleaning. We started praying. We started preparing the fields. Amen. We ripped out rotten bathrooms to prepare the fields. We redid the sanctuary to prepare the fields. But most of all, we got on an altar right here and we gave it back to him, because this is his house, church. It ain't ours. This is his house. We're just barning for a season. Amen. This is not ours. That's what we have to realize. He has been so gracious to let us borrow it. We have to wait on our harvest. Let me ask you something. How many likes tomatoes? Isn't it so much easier to go to the store and buy a tomato, slice it off, put it on a piece of white bread and a half a quart of mayonnaise or a half a pound of salt, and it's oozing out the side of your body? Isn't it easier? But oh, hallelujah, the taste you get when it comes from your soil. The taste you get when you put in the time, when you put in the work, when you put in the fertilizer, when you put in the praying, Lord, please let these tomatoes come out.
Yes.
Amen. farmer has to wait. Amen? We have to wait. In the meantime, he continues to till the ground. He has to take care of the rest of the plants. Amen? He has to take care of the rest of the farm until it comes time to reap the harvest. That's what we have to do. We have to take the time. But church, it's not always easy. We don't plant corn, like I said before, and expect to be fully ready and mature overnight, or expect that the moment we plant the seed is ready to eat. We have to wait. It takes time, church. It builds our patience. It builds our endurance. Amen? It helps us to grow as well as to wait. Don't get me wrong. Never pray for patience. Never pray for patience. Amen? In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, it says, For ye have need of patience, that all for ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. James 1 and 4, but let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So what is that telling us? As long as we got patience, we ain't going to want for nothing. Amen? We have to learn to have patience. Don't pray for them. But we've got to learn to have patience. Amen? Likewise, God cannot plant the promise in unprepared ground. Let me repeat that again. God cannot plant a promise in unprepared ground. We've got to be prepared. Regardless of the outcome. Regardless of the outcome. Because I'm going to tell you, right down the road from here, we had a church. Did we not? And it was about the size of this platform up here. You could probably squeeze 50 people in there. Had a couple acres of land. I thought we'd build a world down there. I said, Lord, he's provided. We're going to have a mortgage. We're going to have a pretty big mortgage. But you know what? God's preparing this. God's preparing this. So this is ours. Talk to the real estate guy. He says, yep, it's yours. We're going to start the paperwork. And then things started dragging the feet. Dragging the feet. That wasn't our church, amen? Because God knew we needed a church for more than 50 people. God knew that we needed to be on the main road. We needed to be somewhere we could be seen. Amen? Not off a little beaten path road out in the middle of nowhere. God, he's the only one that knew where the church was at. Amen? I drive by that road every Sunday and four or five times during the week. I know you do. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for not allowing that to happen. Thank you, Jesus, for putting us over on North McDonough Road. Amen? It takes work and dedication, commitment, discipleship, and devotion to get these things done. Amen? Amen. We've got to give 100%. God don't want just part of our time. Answer truthfully. We have a date night. Thank you, Jesus. We had two of them this week. Amen? Woo! What do we do on our date nights? Honestly.
Talk about church.
Talk about church. Talk about church. Talk about God. We was in a restaurant yesterday, and I overheard the lady, the waitress that I've seen her in there for years, said, you've lost weight. She said, I've got cancer. Oh. And I told Becky, that lady's got cancer. I started praying, because prayer changes things. Amen.
Amen?
Amen. When we're not here, we're church. We're church. Because we love this ministry. We love you. But most of all, we love God.
Amen.
And we put him first. And we're always a step above. We were looking at video cameras yesterday that we want to purchase so that we can have this streaming. Because see, everybody can't come to church, unfortunately. And maybe they're in a wheelchair. Maybe they can't get out. But they want a church service that they can listen to. They may live right down the road. We want to make that access to them. See, church, it's not about what you can give me. It's not about what you can give me. Because that's not what true church is about. It's about what you can be fed here. Amen? Do farmers just sit down and wait for God to do something? Do they just sit and wait for God to do something? Do they get upset when they don't get enough rain? Do they get upset when they get too much rain? Can't please everybody. What happens when they don't get their way? How many of us don't get our way? Daily. Daily. Do they give thanks to the good times as well as the bad times? You know, I've been married for 21 years. And I give thanks for the good times and the bad times. Because I'm going to tell you something. In a marriage, the bad times, they don't seem like it at the time. That's where you grow.
Amen.
That's where you become closer.
Amen.
That's where you become one.
Amen.
God did not put you and your spouse together to be apart. Amen?
Amen.
And I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent this morning. I'm speaking to somebody. But God didn't put us in a marriage to be against each other. God didn't put us in a marriage for you to do your thing and I do my thing. I told my wife this morning, I said, I love you so much. I just wish you knew a tenth of what I love you. And I said, I wish I could spend every minute of every day with you. Now, everybody knows we'd probably be fussing and fighting and calling each other. But God put a marriage together to walk side by side as a partnership. She's not in front of me, and I'm not in front of her. It's side by side. Amen?
Amen.
Children, kids, young adults, those that have boyfriends, girlfriends, pray for the right one. Because you must be equally yoked for it to work. Amen? Hello, church? Am I stepping on toes this morning? Because when me and my wife go to bed at night, in the same room, in the same bed, I can look over at her and thank God for blessing me with such an amazing woman. Amen?
Amen.
I wake up in the middle of the night, she wakes up. She wakes up in the middle of the night, I wake up. Because we're equally yoked. Amen? That's where true marriage should be. But to get that true marriage, we must first prepare our fields. Amen? We must pray. We must seek after that special person. We must get a godly person. Amen? 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen?
Amen.
Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and ye be thankful. Amen?
Amen.
So in time of great need, do we pray and wait? Or do we prepare the fields? Receive and pray and be thankful in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
God wants to give us the answers of our prayers. But how many of us are sitting and waiting instead of preparing our fields?
Amen.
Do we understand that?
Yes.
God wants to give us the desires of our heart. God wants to, we pray for something, God wants to give it to us. But it comes with a cost.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a price. We must pray and prepare our fields to accept it. Amen? You know, if I pray for a wife and I say, Lord, I need a wife. Lord, give me a wife. He may give you a wife, but you may not be happy with it. But you weren't specific in your prayers. You didn't prepare your fields. He may give you the ugliest woman you ever seen. Amen?
Amen?
The nastiest, ugly woman you've ever seen in your life, he may give it to you. Because you wasn't preparing your fields. See, when it came to that department, I prepared my fields. I broke out the tiller. I broke out the mule and the plow. Amen? Am I getting it right, father-in-law? The mule and the plow? And I dug deep. I dug deep. And I put those seeds in there. And I said, Lord, you know my needs. Lord, I want a godly woman. Lord, I want a beautiful woman. Lord, I want a woman that when she gets up in the morning, she's pretty. With no makeup on. And Lord, when she goes to bed at night, she's pretty. But most of all, Lord, I want you to give me a helpmate. I want you to give me a wife that's going to stand right by my side through thick and thin. Lord, I want you to give me a wife that we can pray together, that we can do your work together. Amen?
Amen.
That's preparing your fields. Amen? No. It ain't always been a rocky road ice cream. Sometimes there has been some rocky roads, but no ice cream. Amen?
Amen.
But that's in every marriage.
Amen.
God is a good father and wants to bless his children. It means we have to do something. We have to prepare our fields. And you're saying, Pastor Shane, keep saying prepare your fields. Because when you leave here today and you ever plant anything else in your life, I want you to remember that Pastor Shane said, this is a preparation. Yes. We have to prepare our fields for what comes next. Yes. The next time you plant that tomato plant, say, I remember that message that Pastor Shane preached. Am I prepared in here? Are my fields prepared in here? Yes. Church, we have to do a job. We have to put our boots on. We have to put our gloves on. Because it gets nasty from time to time. Amen? Preparing your fields to receive. Stop sitting around waiting on God to do something. Put both feet and both hands in. Start the preparation. Amen? Do your part. Be thankful above all praise the Lord for your harvest. Amen? When we get our harvest, Brother Jacob, we need to be thankful. Amen? We need to be thankful. You know, church, when I go out to that tomato plant and I pull that tomato, or let me back up. When I walk into the kitchen and I see the tomato plant, the tomatoes that my wife has picked, I'm thankful. Because I know the hard work and preparations that she put in. When my wife comes in the house and says she wants something, if it's where I can, she gets it. Because she works hard at what she does. We've got to learn to prepare our fields, church. We've got to learn that doing God's work comes with a price. It ain't always easy. But first of all comes salvation. Amen? Because if we ain't saved, it's all in vain. Amen?
Amen?
You turn that off for a minute.